Well, hello. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. And first and foremost, I want to wish every one of you who are here in the States, the best possible Thanksgiving. And I wish the best for you, your family, your loved ones. And I really hope that, you know, whatever you're doing, that you are having a wonderful time, and it's a wonderful time of gathering and you know, being festive with your loved ones. And if you're anywhere else in the world, well, happy Thursday. So the idea that, well, it's interesting because when I first started doing episodes and I decided just kind of, well, I'll do them on Thursdays. And then I realized, okay, that means every Thanksgiving I'm going to be, you know, putting something out. And at that time I was live streaming, so I would be, you know, like in the back, you know, while Thanksgiving dinner was being done, and I would be doing my live stream. And since I've chosen to pre-record these, that will allow me to kind of be able to have that time with my family and my friends and with you, because I really want to first say, you know, because here, you know, we talk about what we're grateful for, and I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for those of you who watch the episodes, who find value in it, who comment, and I really am very appreciative. This is something that I just love doing so much, and I want to be able to, you know, to share these things. And it's interesting. Recently, I had someone comment, not through the video, but on Facebook, because I do a tweet every morning and I talk about, you know, just kind of something encouraging. You know, I always think, okay, what is the thing that somebody needs to hear, even if it's just me? And so, you know, I had somebody who kind of, you know, one of them, he, excuse me, this person thought was like a little judgy. And, you know, I'm like, really? I mean, you can read my tweets and, you know, the link is in the description. And it's, you know, I just found it so odd. And then the interesting part was that he started judging me about the idea that he thought I was being judgy, which it's like, okay. And, you know, it kind of got me thinking that, you know, it's like, wow, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live. I mean, I'm just like everybody else, just trying to, you know, figure it out and do the best I can in the world and, you know, to try to put out some positive stuff. And it was interesting to have somebody react that way. And yeah, I mean, you know, he was very gentle, but it was kind of like that is like, well, you need to be careful about, you know, about what you're doing and you know, that you put yourself out there as a messenger. I am no messenger. Okay. I want that clearly stated. I'm still working and learning and figuring out what I need to figure out. So please, 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 I am nobody's messenger. I am not, you know, I have a very enjoyable relationship, you know, with God and with Spirit and Creator. And, you know, I'm not proposing that I know anything more than anybody else. And people, you know, I like learning from people. And it just really kind of hit me very odd. And so I guess I am grateful for that, because it gives me an opportunity to double check myself. And quite honestly, I didn't find what this person said to, you know, really resonate with me, that was something I was doing. And it brought up an interesting idea that sometimes, you know, if you put yourself out there as kind of a public person, or even give your opinions publicly, you know, there's that idea of you're going to get judged. You're going to, you know, people are going to look at what you say or what you do through their filter, and then kind of create the story that goes around it. Now, that story may not even have anything to do with you. And, you know, it's like, I really, you know, I meditated on it and I kind of prayed on it. And it's like, well, is this really an issue for me? And quite honestly, it was like, well, no, I don't think so. Because it's never been about that. It's, you know, it was sort of like implying that I was putting myself up there or professing that I am something. And it's like, no, that's your story. It's not mine. And I don't see what I do in that way. And I hope nobody else does. So I felt like I wanted to clarify that piece, because it's like, you know, I'm no more special. I mean, yeah, I'm special, but I'm no more special than anyone else. You know, there are certain insights I have, but they're no more significant than someone else's insights. And that's what I think we're all here to learn, is that everybody's got something, you know, to bring to the party. Everybody's got something, you know, a perspective. But the thing is that, you know, if someone's going to create an idea or a concept about another person, and, you know, that's their story, it's not the story of the person they're creating it about. It's like, you know, if you're going to create a story about me, then, you know, it's your story. And if you're going to create an opinion about me, it's your opinion. And you have every right to it. And I'm not bound by that. It's like, well, I've decided that you're this type of person and you need to be careful about this. It's like, that's not my story. You know, it's not who I am. You know, like I said, I'm just muddling through and trying to figure it out just like everybody else. And I've been blessed with some opportunities to learn some things. And I share those perspectives because somebody else may find that there's value in it. So the idea that we can consider what it is that someone says, because, I mean, you know, this person said it, which means it's like, okay, let me take a look at that. Let me see if that resonates with me. Let me see if I feel that there's a truth in that. And I watched, like, you know, like a lot of other YouTubers and, you know, who are like way more successful than me. But the idea that, you know, in many cases, they'll bring up that, you know, it's like, well, people are going to say what they say. Some of them say nice things. Some of them say mean things. But ultimately, you have to decide what's true for you. You have to decide what it is that, you know, if there is truth in what they're saying. And I like to do that. I like to, you know, even if somebody's criticizing me, I want to look for the truth in it, if there's a truth to be found. So it's often, you know, kind of a tricky thing, because then, you know, it's like, if it goes through my filter where I want to, you know, other people to be happy, it's like, well, if this person's not happy with me, obviously I need to change. And that was something that I worked on a lot, because the more public I became, you know, the more that, you know, people would be establishing thoughts and opinions about me. And like I said, that's okay. They have every right to do that, but I'm not bound by the story they tell about me. And I'm grateful that that happened, because it gave me a new experience. It gave me a new way to kind of deal with it. And, you know, what I did was I private messaged him, and, you know, it's like, okay, well, if you're going to, you know, put this thing out there, then, you know, just know that you're basing it on something that is your opinion, not mine. And, you know, it's your story, not mine. And, you know, and I wanted to do it as a private thing because of the fact that it's like, you know what, this doesn't need to be a big YouTube thing, or not YouTube, but, you know, Facebook thing. So I just am me, and I do my best to share the best that I can. And, you know, and if somebody else has a different insight, if somebody has something that either to add to it or conflicts with it, I'm happy to hear from you. I'm happy to hear what you have to say based on your experience. because, you know, I want this to be a community that kind of goes back and forth. You know, you guys have a lot of cool stuff too, ways that you deal with life, ways that you kind of consider your relationship with the world and how you problem solve and how you stress relief and how you find joy and or spirituality or whatever. And I want to hear that. I want to know that. I want to be able to, you know, learn from what you've learned, because what I offer is just some ideas based on things I've learned. And if we all share what we learned, I think that, you know, we can put together something really, really cool. So, yeah, you know, that was, I mean, it was kind of a tangent, but, you know, it was just like, wow, that was kind of affecting me. But gratitude, you know, we can be grateful for things that maybe, you know, weren't so great, but that we learned from, that we gained from, that we have a new perspective on. And, you know, being grateful is also about, you know, recently there was a fire. And, you know, for those of you who have been hearing about the different fires here in California, and one just kind of got set off just a couple of miles from my home. And I have very, very, very dear friends who lost pretty much everything, you know, anything they couldn't throw into a car, they lost in, you know, the campfire up in Paradise. And, you know, knowing what they went through and then seeing this whole experience of this fire near my home. And so, of course, I went home and I got, you know, I piled up everything in my car that, you know, that I needed, and just kind of sat tight because, you know, the firefighters and stuff, they really jumped on it. And so they were able to, you know, get kind of a handle on it pretty quick. So, you know, we were just kind of watching, and there was a woman who is at the market near where I live. And, you know, she handles, like, they have this little section to get barbecue and stuff like that. And so she was saying that, if there was an evacuation order, she didn't have a car. And so I asked her for a pen, and I took one of my business cards and I wrote down my cell phone number on it. And I told her that if we have to evacuate, to call me and I will drive her down the mountain, that she doesn't have to worry about that. And she looked at me and she said, you know, she said, thank you so much. I mean, the idea that, oh my gosh, to have somebody trying to walk down a mountain during a potentially dangerous forest fire, that's just not okay. And when I think about all the people who have worked so hard to, you know, to help people, and, you know, people who put their own lives at risk, I mean, you know, our firefighters, God bless our firefighters and our first responders and, you know, everything down to, you know, the rescue dogs and all of that. And, you know, the people who handle the logistics for all of that and the dispatchers. I mean, they're just amazing. And also there are people who are just everyday people who will go in and risk themselves in order to help somebody else. And that is, I think that's amazing. I think that's wonderful. I think that that's such a special quality of humanity where, you know, I mean, we may disagree on a lot. We may disagree on politics. We may disagree on religion. We may disagree on, you know, social norms. And ultimately, when it really comes down to it, people are willing to help. They're willing to help out somebody. There was a car fire, and there were two gentlemen who were homeless and, you know, were just kind of located near where the car fire was. And there was somebody who was trapped in the car, and they put themselves at risk. They ran in and they're like using box cutters to cut through the seatbelt. And I mean, this thing was in flames, and they were able to, you know, pull this person out who was unconscious. They pulled this guy out and got him out of the car, you know, right before, I mean, like a total movie scene where it just exploded. And they went in to risk themselves to save somebody they didn't even know. And they didn't consider themselves heroes because they said, well, you know, someone else would probably do the same thing for them. And I think that's really beautiful. I'm very grateful for that. because no matter how divisive and divided we may seem sometimes, we're still people. And in my heart, I believe most people would just, it would be their reflex to try and help. And that's amazing. And that gives me hope. And, you know, when people are like really down on what's going on, it's like, no, you know, there's some really good folks out there and they're doing things, and there's people promoting, you know, feeling good and looking for the good in things and, you know, not feeding into negativity and, you know, and about being positive and about being compassionate. And those are all things I'm tremendously thankful for, because I try to do that. And sometimes it can be disheartening. Sometimes you can feel like you're alone in it. But I mean, I know if you're watching this, that, you know, you're one of the ones that, you know, is out there trying to do good and, you know, put out that good stuff and to show compassion and empathy and, you know, and all those good things. So, you know, we just have to remind ourselves that it's, you know, it's just, we just got to keep doing it. We just got to keep doing it. We can't give in. And that's like the main thing. Don't give in. I don't care how many people talk about how negative everything is and, you know, and the world's coming to an end or whatever. You know, we just got to stay in there. We got to stay positive. We've got to keep moving forward and looking for the good. And maybe we got to look, some days you got to look a little harder than others, but to know it's there and to know that as long as we keep nurturing it and we keep believing in it and we believe in one another, that we're going to make it. We're going to be okay. I mean, you know, we may be a little bit bruised, but we're not beaten. We may bend, but we don't break. And when, I mean, you know, I talk to people who have said, wow, you know, it's really nice to read something positive, you know, with the tweets that I do in the morning. And they said, wow, it's really nice to hear something positive, or, you know, to have that little bit of encouragement, you know, through the day. And I'm grateful for that. I am grateful whenever anybody thanks me for what I do, because it's humbling. And my first instinct is to say, no, don't thank me. But I realize that if I tell them not to thank me, I'm taking something away from them, because it's important to them that I acknowledge what they're doing. You know, I'm not going to say, well, you don't have to thank me, which I mean, nobody does, because I love doing this anyway. And I really feel it's important to acknowledge when somebody thanks me. You know, I started doing my radio show, God, what, 7-8 years ago. And occasionally I would have somebody call up, and at that time I was doing it live, and I would answer. And they would say, you know, you have no idea how much you helped me. You have no idea, you know, about the number of people who you do inspire. And I mean, I would feel really humbled by that. I don't take that for granted. I don't, you know, oh, well, yeah, you know, that's me. No, yeah, it's so important to me. And it means so much to me when people will take the time and say, hey, you know, that was a really great thing that you posted the other day. Or, you know, maybe they retweet it, or maybe they see it on Facebook, because I, you know, I post myself on Facebook too. And they say, you know, it's like, wow, you know, that was really a cool thing. And, you know, that's just what, my favorite one is, that's just what I needed to hear today. And I just, you know, it just warms my heart to have people, you know, that were helped by something I said or something I did or a video that I made. And I really just, you know, want so much for people to realize that we're gonna be okay. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't believe that with my heart. That, yeah, there's a lot of rough stuff going on. There's a lot of very angry people. But that doesn't mean that we have to be among them. You know, if they want to do that, fine. If they want to, you know, carry that or be in that sort of, you know, frame of mind, okay. You know, that's their choice if they want to do that. But the thing is, the rest of us can choose something different. We can choose to be happy. We can choose to be silly. We can choose to laugh out loud in public. We can choose to go and help somebody out who maybe is, you know, trying to get put their groceries in their car, or, you know, or whatever, that we can be able to make the world a little bit gentler for at least one other person. And I'm thankful that I get to do that. I'm thankful that there's a medium for me to be able to do this and do what I do, and that I'm able to kind of grow and learn into this and, you know, just be able to help in whatever small way I can. And, you know, many of you know that I'm also the president of a church. It's the Universal Church of the Master. It's 110 years old, and we've been incorporated for 100 years, and I'm the 12th president in all of that time. And it is very, you know, humbling to be trusted with that responsibility. And the whole point is that everybody has their own path. Everybody has their own way. Everybody, you know, has their own resonance with spirit, however they define it. And maybe it's an established religion and maybe it isn't. But we each have our own way. You know, many paths lead to the top of the mountain and many rivers lead to the same ocean. And I'm thankful to be a part of a religion that, I mean, we're an actual denomination that promotes that, you know, says, look, figure out what works for you and then bring it back and share it with us. And I am thankful to have that legacy that I'm very proud to be a part of. And I'm thankful for my sons. And they're amazing. They are, I mean, you know, they're grown men now. So, but still, you know, I am so grateful. And all of the young people in my life, you know, I mean, absolutely my sons and my nieces and my nephews and, you know, the younger people who come and talk to me and who I have a chance to interact with. You know, it's just so amazing to me how many young people are stepping up into their power, who are wanting to be involved, who want to be a part of the world, who want to be a part of the leadership. And we're seeing a lot of that now. And this big transformation of people who are, you know, stepping up and you know, and young people who are taking the world, you know, very seriously. And, you know, I would not count them out, because what they're doing is very important. And they're the future leaders of the world. So I'm very thankful for them. And I'm thankful for our elders, who were the ones that came before us. And, you know, getting a chance to sit down and talk with an elder and hear what they have to say and hear their wisdom, you know, that means a lot to me. That's just one of my favorite things to do. I am just such a fan of hearing stories. I love hearing life stories. I love hearing old military stories. I love all of those things. And sometimes the best thing you can do, or one of the best uses of your time, is to sit down and talk with an elder and really listen to them, listen to what they've gone through, what they've been through. You know, it's just amazing. And to be able to learn from somebody who was really there for certain pieces of history and how they saw it and how they perceived it. So I'm very thankful for them. I mean, I think being thankful is probably one of the best ways to be able to, you know, sort of find your place in the world. Because if everything's about, you know, what you get and not being grateful for it, I mean, it makes it tough to really be able to learn if you're not grateful for all the things, because there are so many things. I mean, you know, the fire that happened near my home, it could have been so much worse. And, you know, and I know for many, you know, those that situation ended up going, you know, like very badly. And I'm sorry to hear that. And we are able to, you know, we were able to, you know, have it not be so bad. And, you know, the next morning I went and I took the walk that I normally do with my dog, Sam. And I was so grateful each and every step I took, looking at the trees around me. I was so very grateful for that because it could have been different. All of it could have been lost. I mean, I could have been lost. But in that moment, it didn't happen. And, you know, part of that was the diligent and amazing work of those who were fighting the fire. And, you know, being grateful that, you know, that each morning eating is something I get to decide. I get to choose if I want to eat that morning. A lot of people don't. You know, I woke up and I wake up each day in a warm, soft, dry place. And I know that's not something everybody gets. And I'm grateful for it. And I know that I have work that I love and that allows me to reach out to people. And I'm so grateful for that because I know there's a lot of people who maybe they're not following their dream, or maybe, you know, they have to be in a particular job. Maybe they don't like it so much, but it allows them financial support. So I am grateful for being able to do what I do. Like I said, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for the fact that, you know, I look and people are actually watching the videos and occasionally comment. I am so grateful for you. And I'm grateful that we're walking this journey together and for those who give insights. And it's just, there is so much more to the world. There is so much more to people. And if folks spend their time just looking at all the things that are going wrong, I mean, you know, it's not, we don't ignore what's going wrong. We don't ignore things that need fixing. But we can look at it and go, okay, there's a way we can improve that. And, you know, and move forward with it. Not to say, well, we're all doomed or people are bad or people who believe differently from me are bad. There's light and shadow in everyone and in everything. And, you know, if we can move past the things that divide us, we can be able to embrace the things that join us, because I'm very, very positive that the things that join us way outnumber the things that separate us. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the people who also believe that, who spend every single day working on creating the bridges and building those places of connection. And I'm grateful for the people who are divisive because they give me a chance to learn. They let us learn from them. You know, irritable people can be very good teachers because it makes you go, okay, is that how I want to be? Is that how I want to live my life? Is that what I want for myself, for the generations that follow me? Or do I want something different? So I'm grateful for those who kind of walk that other way, because it gives me a perspective and it's a reminder to me that, you know what, there is another way. I mean, if that's their way, you know, okay. But I can walk a different path, and so can you. And we can all kind of walk that other path together and share those paths and be able to make this world a little bit gentler and to embrace and to bring laughter and hugs and to look for a chance to bring that little extra bit of light into the world, because those chances are there. And you're one of those lights. Inside of you, there's that light that we each let shine. And I appreciate yours. And I'm grateful for the light you bring. And whatever it is that, you know, wherever this road is meant to go, I say we make it there together. And who knows? maybe we will save the world. So, thank you. And if you would like to support this channel, you can like this video, you can share it, you can comment. I do read the comments and I do look at them. And if there's anything you would suggest, or if there's a topic that you would like me to cover, I mean, we're coming to the end of 2018, which it's like, that'll make it about like almost a year and a half that I've been doing this, I think a year and a half. I think I started in 2016, 17, maybe it's 2 years. Anyway, but it's a great ride, and I hope you're enjoying it too. So, thank you. And if you would like to support the channel at a higher level, then in the description is my Patreon information, and you can go there and become a sponsor. So, I'll see you next Thursday. As I said, for those of you here in the States, happy Thanksgiving. For those of you everywhere else, happy Thursday. I will see you next week. And until then, and as always, I wish you balance, and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you. And please have a safe weekend. You know, nice, gentle, and drive and drink responsibly. Bye.